And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 13th of June, 2017. It was on this day in 1525 Martin Luther married Katharina von Bora. Scandalous at the time, he was a former monk, she was a former nun. It turned out to be a happy marriage. They had six children. Katharina ran the household, Luther taught and wrote. She had control of family finances, grew the food, brewed her own beer, and she was an excellent cook. It's the birthday of the poet William Butler Yeats, born in Ireland, 1865, Irish nationalist, served 6 years in the Irish Senate. He went to art school, tried to follow in the footsteps of his father, who was a famous portrait painter, but he dropped out and devoted himself to poetry. And he tried to dress like a poet. Living in London, somebody wrote about him, Yeats was striding to and fro, a long black cloak drooping from his shoulders, a soft black sombrero on his head, voluminous black silk tie flowing from his collar, loose black trousers. While he lived in London, he met the great unrequited love of his life, Maud Gonne, who was tall and beautiful, also a nationalist, but she was not in love with him, though he did write plays for her to star in. He proposed to her three times, and each time she refused. So, in the end, at 52, Yeats married Georgie Hyde Lees and had two children with her. It's the birthday of the author Mary Anton, born in Russia, 1881. Left Russia with her family, went to live in Boston, best known for her autobiography, The Promised Land, came out in 1912. And it's the birthday of the novelist and diarist Frances Burney, Fanny Burney, born 1752 in Norfolk, England. She kept a diary for more than 70 years. Her father was a friend of Dr. Samuel Johnson and James Boswell and Sir Joshua Reynolds, so she wrote about them. She married a French expatriate and went to live in France, and there she was able to give a first-hand account of the Battle of Waterloo. And she wrote a couple of novels in the 1770s. Evelina was the first one, and Cecilia, which would inspire Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice. In her diary, she also described the madness of King George III and her own mastectomy performed without any anesthesia except a glass of wine. Here's a poem for today, some lines from The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. The quality of mercy is not strained, it droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed, it blesseth him that gives and him that takes. 'Tis mightiest in the mightiest, it becomes the throned monarch, better than his crown. His scepter shows the force of temporal power, the attribute to awe and majesty wherein doth sit the dread and fear of kings. But mercy is above this sceptered sway. It is enthroned in the hearts of kings. It is an attribute to God himself, and earthly power doth then show likest gods when mercy seasons justice. From Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Staples. Staples offers copy and print solutions for businesses, from color copies to presentations to promotional products. More at Staples stores or staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. And by Progressive Insurance, offering Snapshot, a device that adjusts insurance rates based on safe driving habits. Now that's Progressive. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.